Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
My guest,
women when we die.
Our host, same
look goal. At the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest. I am Mark Lucero, and I'm your host, the MC, the master of change, Coco Paggio. Well, we have the pleasure of having two people on the show that we have wanted on for a while, for who they are, what they bring to the world, how they bring it, and you'll see why when we introduce both of them. A little later on, and I had the pleasure this weekend to host or co-host Gwen Talks show with Tess Cacciatore, and on the panel was our very own Mark Lejeune, Christopher Mack, Josh Hayes, and Roman, who all four of them were on a father's panel where they were talking about fatherhood. I think one of the most profound things that came through this weekend was how we used to look at fatherhood and as masculinity and as the disciplinarian, and how it used to be so disconnected from loving, caressing, kindness. We talked about how men weren't supposed to cry, and kids were being taught big boys don't cry and that kind of thing, and how there's a coming together, and that they're not exclusive anymore. The masculinity and the feminine side can be found in all of us, and a balance can actually work, in especially in this day and age, is more necessary. And that came to mind today as I was having a conversation with our guest, as we were talking about consciousness and technology, where he came from in his career and business. But as a child, he was heart-centered and all about spirit. And had he followed the path that many of us have followed, then he may have ended up with business is business and money is money, and you have to do certain things a certain way for the stockholders, this and that. And at some point, he made a conscious decision of saying, these two not only can be combined, but there is a place where they have to be for us to be able to move forward as a community, as a planet, as families, and as people, even in our own conscious self. So with that, it's with great excitement that we introduce after this Arno St. Paul, who's going to be our guest, and a little later on, Gary Lynn Floyd is going to be our musical guest, all on the Life Changes Show at Home edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
So, I am Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Lejeune.
I'm excited for tonight. Arno's a pioneer, a leader, a trendsetter. He's been ahead of his time, and you're right. He could have went one way, he could have zigged, and he zagged. and has stayed true to his heart and has allowed that intellectual prowess and the technological awareness to stay aligned with what he truly believes and knows. And I think his best days are upon him, because this is more relevant today than ever. So really excited.
Like a conversation whose time has finally come. And so happy to be introducing him. Speaking of technology, my computer's not giving me the information I need to introduce our guest. Wow, how exciting is that? So let me just say, he created Give Nation. I hope we're still online, actually, because so he created a Give Nation, which we're going to be talking about. He created Heal Through Words and Heartful Leadership Method. So without further ado, because I don't have my notes anyway, Arnaud St. Paul, welcome to the show. I hope I'm still connected.
Hello.
We're still connected. Hello, it's Mark. Amazing.
Amazing. Technology is always amazing. Always amazing, because it's a reflection of each other, right? Thank you so much for having me. And Mark, I'm going to blush. thank you. So where should we start, do you think, Filippo?
Well, your life mission is to help humanity open its heart to itself. Was there more to that? Because where I stopped taking notes, I just like, wow, that's where my notes went, to itself.
To itself, and with a little target of 1 billion people. So to inspire at least such a direction to 1 billion people, I think it's time nowadays. We are at that place in time where I believe it is possible, using technology and media for that purpose, to provide the right tools for humanity to make a consciousness shift. I believe its environment is very mature to it and brings us to such a possibility. And on top of that, or related to that, we also have now the tools to scale to be at scale. Foster as much as we can kindness, altruism, empathy, compassion, all the beautiful things we're born with, but we tend to forget as we grow up. And you know what that's my life purpose.
What I think is beautiful is during our a lot of things, actually, but during our conversation earlier between you and I, we were talking about empathy, compassion, and altruism, and how you've created Give Nation to help children learn these things. And then the conversation evolved to you saying, well, they already actually know these things. They come with these things, right? And we help them stay there as opposed to getting them out by joining the quote-unquote real world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the world is always real, right? Yes, when we're born, we're, you know, these beautiful babies are pure love, and then we start learning and conditioning ourselves into a specific ego and a specific way of being, which is great. Now, we are all starting, maybe it's like 50% of the population is all about helping others and giving, while the other 50% is more individual-centric. And, you know, just that first 50% we're talking about, if it had the ability to start from a very young age to have agency and to be able to actually follow their dreams and their instincts of being kind and help others, etc., it would be an amazing world to live in, right? So, I mean, today, if we look at how the U.S. Donate to charity, it's about 2% of the GDP since the past 40 years. So it's below 2%. 1.7 something. And if we had like 10 or 20% or 40% of the people actually helping others, financially speaking, or supporting others, It's a world I would love my kids to live in, definitely. And in parallel to that, we would have an amazing positive impact on our environment at the same time, not just a social one.
What I'm liking also about this is that you're on your way to your goals, because first of all, the technology, you've done this already. You've changed businesses and changed people's lives positively with technology already. So this is just yet another application of that. And reaching 1 billion people or connecting them, in a sense, all 7-something of us billion are already connected, right? So this is just having you using the technology in a different way to help people live a happier life.
Yes, it's looking how to use technology to help us rewrite our story with ourselves. And as an example, probably 99% or 95% of the people in this planet have a very negative relationship with money. And we see it because basically most of us do not have money. And what if we could, again, using technology, and in this case, cryptocurrency, to create a currency that has a positive feedback loop inside of it and is all about giving and creating an economy based on giving. And that's thanks to technology, where we can shape and create the tools to foster a society based on altruism, empathy, and compassion. So definitely technology is an amazing tool for us to evolve as a consciousness. And to, as you said, we are already connected to each other, of course, but we forgot. And so technology is there to bring us, and that's how internet was born. It's really because we're at last inviting in our physical environment a reflection of what consciousness is about, which is infinite and permanent connection between all between each other. And here we're just getting to another notch of the same.
Wow. And so I trust this won't offend people, but the word that you use is gamify. You gamify not the giving necessarily, but you gamify the act, the way to do it, right? Making it fun for children to give.
Yeah, and so to exactly. So just to summarize quickly, because we may not have been done that before, GiveNation is we're creating a nation for children from 5 to 18. So to gather 1.6 billion children in one virtual nation where they use a mobile app, which is a gamified wallet, that enables a kid not only to become a philanthropist by choosing a charity, by supporting it, but also to practice sustainable financial literacy, knowing how to manage money in a positive way and measure his or her impact through the use of the Sustainable Development Goals as badges. So when he or she supports a charity that is about education, he will receive points on the badges related to education. And gradually his profile is being built and he shows his preferences and he can empower himself by doing more if he wants through different other tools. So to your question, we are able to create, the environment that is biased towards giving, right? Where kids, in a gamified way, can not only impact others, they obviously can help themselves by, you know, buying stuff like ticket concerts and whatnot, but also, I would say, educate themselves. So learning that education has a direct impact, a positive one, towards oneself. And so it's using, again, technology for a positive impact. I think it's possible. And it's not about, creating the latest Facebook or TikTok or whatever. It may be a bit more boring from that standpoint, but you know, why not allowing? So, for instance, the first layer of gamification is my wallet is an apple tree, and that apple tree grows if I manage well my roots, which are saving, investing, education, playing, and giving. And if I do well, then my tree grows. The same way I have a planet, my tree is on my planet, and my planet grows if my friends are involved in my community and in my impact. And the school I am in is also a planet that involves all the different trees of that school, which are each individual, and so on and so forth. And that's the way we're using technology to show not only impact, but community and a real economy based on giving.
There's a lot of clever technology that has to be in place, surely, to make that happen. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Heal Through Words, yet something else that you've created, a whole coaching system for executives and people in business, or people actually as well. But speaking of words, you've just taken, at least in my mind, a word, philanthropy, that it has been defined for me over all these years as for somebody who has more money than they want or more money than they need, and they give of their excess to others, or they give, let's just say that because they have so much money. That's a philanthropist. Somebody can be a philanthropist if they have a lot of money. And just in what you described just now, that the children can be philanthropical, you said they can become philanthropists right there wherever they are in their financial money situation. So I that struck me. So thank you for that. And when we come back, more with Arnaud St. Paul, we're going to talk about Heal Through Words, yet something else that can be very powerful. A little later on, Heartful Leadership Method. Later, we're going to have Gary Lynn Floyd joining us live from, I think he's in Reno, Nevada. So looking forward to having him on performing for us, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark online, and our guest is Arnaud St. Paul. And we've been talking about Give Nation. You can go to givenation.world to sign up on the website, learn more about it, and that's Give Nation now, givenation.world. So now, Heal Through Words. If you go to healthroughwords.com, you'll see this prominently said. Why heal through words? Your mind limits your potential. We know you are way more powerful. Using science-proven principles of heartfulness, we will show you how. How, Arnaud, how?
How? Well, how? I believe everybody knows already. It's not a secret. When you love limit without any limit. It's infinite. It's only when we get into the mind, when we get into the past, the future, and all the different things that need to be done, that we get into the segregated aspect of our experience. So our job at Heal Through Words is really to help you reawaken to that aspect of you that is there, has always been there. And we have a method that works very well, using positive words on one hand, but also a special technique that I've put together in the past 30 years, a framework of understanding of how consciousness works. And that, fortunately enough, has been changing the lives of hundreds of people so far, and even millions for using the inspirational words that we've put together. And, you know, we have that capacity. It's there. Is there anyone here that is ready to tap into it and live through that and live a life that is based on ease and grace and joy? That doesn't mean that we start our lives that, you know, we still don't have challenges or adventures that happen in our lives, but we look at them and we live through them in a very, very, very different way. And so this is there for anyone who wants to connect with himself and herself in a fully present and fully aware way to live through the heart. That's what heartful leadership is about. That's what, you know, that heartful method, which is all about coherence and alignment. I would argue that it is more about aligning ourselves with ourselves than attracting or, you know, a manifestation and things like that. And so by entering into coherence with ourselves, like an instrument, the more coherent an instrument is, the purer is the sound. Likewise, the purer is the sound, the most expanded we are of being ourselves and being the best version of ourselves, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I like how you said aligning ourselves with ourselves. Actually, that ties into the mission statement that I you have, that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, right? How you are introducing? How did you word it?
You mean my life mission?
Yes.
Yeah. So I mentioned to help individuals and humanity to open its heart to itself and enter into coherence with itself.
And something happens when that happens. That's beyond our mind's ability to comprehend, or at least mine at the moment. Could you help me with that?
Yes.
Understand.
Yeah. No, totally. I would say, you know, most of the time we are totally identified to a set of patterns, and we tend to repeat them all the time. And that pattern, the core pattern is I. So I am Filippo, for instance. Just to pick on you. and so there's a set of identities that are related to that sentence and that are activated, and you go through them and you repeat them automatically, really. And so by starting
and defend realize, them, even defend them to, even to our own detriment sometimes.
Yes, of course, by all means, because that's the way we believe to be important.
Mm.
You know, and that's beautiful. It's okay. It's part of a game, right? But then, to take a metaphor, it's kind of running a engine boat, engine-powered boat on the sea, like a big one that goes straight in line to the destination and doesn't care about the wind and all that stuff. And what we're suggesting is that there may be another way, a way where you play with the waves and the wind and the rain and the sun. So you're more on a sailing boat, but it goes how would I put it? It goes along with what is the core of your being, right? It's not just one little part of it that is quite rigid and quite intentional, yes, but very rigid and difficult to move. While it is more about playing the symphony that is you. So instead of being just like a few notes that are very, very, very rigid, it's like accepting oneself in its fullness, being totally aware of oneself, and allow oneself to grow and change and move, et cetera, et cetera. But it doesn't matter because it's all you anyway. And you're accepting all of yourself and you love yourself for what you are. All of a sudden, everything becomes a lot simpler. All of a sudden, it's all about now. It's all about the ease and grace of this very moment. And that's it. And that's where peace and joy and happiness and love is. Does that make sense?
It does. So the question that comes up, you're not suggesting we lose our identity, though.
No, it's there. It's part of it. But it has a less prominent, space. And it is, between us here, let's face it, we have tens or hundreds of identities throughout the day, right? Being the husband, the father, the guy that is going to get the newspaper, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm.
All tiny different identities.
Mm.
So we still honor them. We're not there to say this is wrong. We're just accepting all that we are. And even the things that we forgot in the process, because there are many identities that you may have forgotten, a long time ago that needs to express themselves. And
wow.
They do, and it's okay. So we're rewiring your whole understanding of how reality works between you and your reality. So it's not about, it's more about helping you, giving you the tools to have a total clarity of the game, the dance in which you are, and help giving you these tools so that you can create in a more easy and joyful way than what you were doing before.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Heartful Leadership Method. Yes. Which is also something that you've created, also for coherence and alignment. All of this is obviously aligned for the children, for leaders, executive business owners, and for our daily lives, individuals as well. It all has a thread that runs through it so beautifully, and all powered by amazing technology, obviously, would have to be. For those who are interested in more Heal Through Words, you can literally go to Heal Through Words as healthruwords.com, healthruwords.com. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Heartful Leadership Method. And maybe, Arno, you can give us one exercise we might be able to try out. I actually think you have something on one of the websites. We can talk about that when we come back. And then we have our musical guest coming up in a couple segments, Gary Lynn Floyd. But in our next segment, joining us will be Dorothy Lee Donahue with our Ask Dorothy segment as well, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark online on the Life Changes Show at Home edition. And our guest is Arnaud St. Paul. He's founder of Give Nation, which we spoke about. He's a speaker and creator of the Heartful Leadership Method, which we're going to talk about right now. So, Arnaud, maybe a really brief, what is the Heartful Leadership Method?
Yes, thank you so much. So, it's a framework that I've created in the past 30 years that enables us in a visual way to understand how consciousness works and how we are having these human experiences. And thanks to that framework, I've been able to devise that heartful method that enables any individual or team or organization to enter into more coherence out of a 12-session program that we have designed. And so throughout these 12 sessions, we go through these visual representations that enables us to really migrate from a mind-driven way of life to a heart-driven way of life. And so that way we can create a new pathway towards a more easy and graceful life, really, for ourselves or our loved ones.
So for all of these, besides the technology, which is in, it is deep in all of this, what is a technology that we could use right now, tonight, tomorrow morning when we wake up, that helps us connect with heart? Because all of this is heart. It's all heart, from the Kids Give Nation to Heal Through Words, right? The Heartful Leadership Method, all heart, heart, heart.
It's all heart, indeed. So, I mean, there are so many things. And, you know, the beauty of the heart technology, to call it that way, is that it is very simple. And that's the complexity of it as well, because as we come from a space where it needs to be complex, it needs to be difficult so that we can value it, we have the tendency to not understand what simplicity is about. And again, because it is part of the survival that we are looking to sustain of the current framework that we're living through and living with. So a very simple thing that we can become aware of in the morning, every few hours. Let's do that. Every few hours, or every hour, actually, you could put an alarm clock if you wanted to. Assess for a minute or two where you stand, meaning where you feel that your mind and energy is related to wherever you are at that moment. What I mean by that is your mind and body, whether the emotional body or the physical body, is it present to itself now? Is it some of it, is it in the past? Or in that specific story that happened 20 years ago with X and Y, or in what was said 10 minutes ago or an hour, which layers are of attention are focused on that? Or in the future, what you're expecting about what's going to happen in tomorrow, in 10 years, in 5 years, etc. Are you currently present to yourself in all that you are at this very moment, abstracting yourself totally from anything else than that. Do that every hour, and you will see a lot of changes thanks to that. Because the more you're present to yourself, I mean, there is one quote that I tend to say a lot is, love only exists now. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, now. And so what if we were focusing our attention on being now and allowing that aspect of ourselves to express itself, to be more present to itself, and therefore be in love with itself.
Wow. I like it. I think that's very powerful. And I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it every hour.
You're going to do it. You don't try, because try creates already the seed to not happen, for it not to happen.
Yeah, I'll try not to say that anymore. I'm kidding. Okay, I won't say that anymore. Instead, I like this. I have done this in the past without making it a formal thing, and just finding myself not recognizing what's happening even in front of us. And sometimes we stop each other when we say, hello, where are you? Where were you just now? What, right? So this is a very real and powerful thing.
It's very simple. And just becoming aware is what you need to do, nothing else. And you may see changes across time because we still live in that linear time machine that we call reality. And thanks to that time machine, we are able to actually see what we call change and progress, which is amazing. So it's an amazing tool that that can be very, very powerful if we allow it.
Wow. It sounds like, and the more I'm learning about it, that there are amazing tools in each of this. And again, heart-centered and heartful, coherence, alignment, working with the children and the executives. And may you achieve your goals and beyond for the good of all. Thank you so much. We've mentioned several websites for Arno. Here's one we haven't mentioned yet, and that would be Arno St. Paul, A-R-N-A-U-D, St. Paul, just as it sounds, .com. From all of your websites, you can get to all of your websites, right?
Yes, totally, definitely. Right.
So, and then, of course, also on our LifeChangesShow.com website as well, you'll find Arno, as well as on Twitter, etc. So, LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. Arno, what a pleasure. I think we've given a really quick, brief introduction of some of your work and the brilliance you're bringing forth, and looking forward to getting to share it more with you and with others.
I am very grateful. Thank you for this interview. I am really delighted to continue that conversation, definitely.
Look forward to it, and pleasure having you on. A good night to you, and
good night.
Look forward to connecting soon. Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Margaret from San Diego. I recently met a wonderfully wealthy man, and things are moving very fast for us. George wants me to wholly commit to him and permanently move in with him in his lovely home. I have a small place about 10 miles away. As much as I admire this man, I have doubts as to whether or not I want to give up my private sacred space. His home is very large with very large rooms, but I don't feel like it is where I am supposed to be all of the time. It feels more like a beautiful museum to me than a home. We have known each other only for 2 months, and he says he loves me and wants me to be with him forever. All of my friends say that I'm a fool not to jump on the possibility of living in such a magnificent estate that has a beautiful swimming pool and a game and entertainment rooms. George has begun pressuring me to make a decision now, and something is holding me back, even though he says I am in the love of his life and he wants me to be the queen of his castle. Please help me figure this out.
Dear Margaret, 2 months is not a long time to get to truly know someone, and I can easily understand your hesitancy. What has been really interesting to me during this awkward time of lockdown is how so many couples have broken up after being in quarantine with their spouses. They have all said the same thing when they talk to me, and the famous ones say the same things to the reporters. They've all said that they never really knew the person they were married to. My advice is to ask George for some breathing time so the two of you can really discern whether this is what you both want and desire for the rest of your lives. If he insists that you have to make a decision now, then you are being pressured, and pressure is not love. It is often difficult for people to fully know and understand and love someone because humans often do not fully understand and love themselves. I discovered 20 years after my divorce that I had not known anything about my husband, and we were married for 10 years. This discovery has led me to counsel couples to ask all of the right questions to determine if they have a similar future plan. Have you thoroughly discussed what being queen of his castle truly means to him, and is it something that is in alignment with who and what you wish to be in the coming years? And, dear Margaret, please consider the way you asked your question about a lovely, wealthy man whom you admire. Yes, you did mention that he loves you, and yet you never said that you love him. I can understand you wanting more time, and even if you had said you were head over heels in love with him, I would give the same advice. Explore deeply what he envisions life will be like when you become his queen, and see if it matches up at all with the way you envision your future. I trust you will take all of the time you need to make the most elegant choice possible for both of you.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Gary Lynn Floyd, right after this on the Life Changes Show At Home Edition.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo, and this is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. And for that reason, we are happy to be able to have Gary Lynn Floyd all the way from, was I correct, Gary? You're in Reno?
I'm in Reno, Tahoe. Right now, I actually live on the north shore of Lake Tahoe up in a little town called Kings Beach. And so I go back and forth from here to Reno.
Okay, well, he is an inspirational singer-songwriter. I have heard about him from many people, actually, but two of his biggest fans who have said, he's got to be on your show, Annika Paris and Tess Cacciatore. They finally win, and we're all better for it, Gary. Yes, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Filippo. It's so nice to be with you.
It was great to chat with you, especially after I had gotten to know you not only from them, but from your music. And I have to tell you, there's one song in particular, and I have a feeling you're going to sing it, or at least I hope. Love Cover Me.
Oh, yeah, that's the first one on my list.
Oh, my. Okay, because I think I played it 5-6 times yesterday. I felt like I needed to hear it. And so talk about inspirational. It went straight to my heart. Let's talk about how your music does that. What are you doing?
I think it's so incredible. Arno St. Paul was amazing the first half of the show. And I just love it when things align, because I feel like my music is aligned with everything that he was bringing as well. Just to uplift and inspire people and remind them of the truth of who they are and their love and their beauty. And, you know, that's my mission, just to use the gifts that I've been given to help people see who they really are and to inspire them to show up in a more full way. And, you know, we was talking about the present moment. I think that's one of the reasons why I love music so much, is because it just allows me to get right into the present moment and not really think about anything else. It's meditation for me.
Where does this kind of inspiration, I know where it comes to, and we can talk about that as well, but is this maybe something that you needed to hear all along in your life?
You mean the Arno St. Paul earlier?
No. I mean your music, your songs. Were these songs? I feel like some of these are for Gary that we get to be blessed to hear and be inspired by, right?
Absolutely. I'd say probably 99% of the music that I write is me working out my awakening and waking up to the truth of who I am and working that out through the music and hoping that people will align and respond to it, and it will help them in their path.
Well, Gary, I know that you've been working in music for a really long time, and I know that there were potential opportunities for some really, really big things, and maybe the world just wasn't ready to align in this way. So I'm glad you kept it going.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just grateful for every opportunity that I have to continue to share my music.
So with that, actually, let's hear what we're talking about. And actually, so since I was touched by the song, do you mind sharing a little bit more of the background, if it's not too personal?
Yes. Oh, no, I'm happy to share it. My partner Danny and I had never written a song together. I've written a lot of songs. And we were cooking dinner one night, and I said, I have this idea for a song. And we wrote it as a kind of an anthem to the way that we want to show up in our relationship and the way we want to show up in the world. And it's our prayer for us and for the planet.
Oh, well, okay. Well, here is Gary Lynn Floyd performing Love Cover Me live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition from Tahoe, Nevada.
There we go. As time has unfolded me, it has revealed to me life's nothing less than sublime. With every thought I make, every last breath I take, may I be gracious and kind. Love, I invite you to open up this heart of mine. Love, cover me, light any darkness. Love, cover me, right every wrong. Cause me to see love over hatred. Guide me to be faithful and strong. Love, cover me. Love, cover me. Kindness, wash over me. Make me a symphony. Play every note you can find. Make me reverberate. Gently deactivate. Slowly flow out of my mind. Find me a melody, dance and let my anthem be. Love, cover me, light any darkness. Love, cover me, right every wrong. Cause me to see love over hatred. Guide me to be faithful and strong. Love, cover me. Love, cover me. Love, cover me. I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. Love, cover me. May my heart awaken. Tenderness be. Love, cover me. Love, cover me. Love, cover me. Love, cover me. Love, I invite you to open up this heart of mine. Love, cover me, light any darkness. Love, cover me, right every wrong. Cause me to see love over hatred. And guide me to be faithful and strong. Love, cover me. Love, cover me. Love, 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 cover me, love, cover me. Love, cover me. Love, cover me.
Mm. Thank you. Gary Lynn Floyd, Love Cover Me. That's the first single from your album, right? My 88 Keys, Volume 1?
My 88 Keys, Volume 1. I go into the studio on Thursday to start My 88 Keys, Volume 2.
Oh, very exciting. Very exciting. And for those of you who want, the music's available where music is available, but you can go directly to Gary Lynn Floyd, Gary L-Y-N-N Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D.com. Gary, it was very special to hear you sing that in person after having heard it over and over and over again. So thank you for that song and performing it. Now, you know, looking over your bio, it reminded me of something when I was starting out in music myself that some people would say to me, and I hated the phrase, you have to pay your dues. I couldn't stand it. And I used to think there's got to be another way to say that. Like maybe you got to gain experience or you got to, you know, something. And I look and I see this guy that has paid his dues. He's gotten a lot of experience. You started in gospel and then jazz and then stage, screen, acting, singing. So your music's got some pop and rhythm and blues, and it's like all of this all mixed together. How do you look back on all of that and say, I guess I needed that? Or how, what do you say about all that?
I just keep showing up. Mm-hmm. And I keep, you know, I'm grateful for continued opportunity. I've done a lot of things in my life and a lot of things musically, and am grateful for every opportunity that I've had to continue to share my gift and do what I do. And yeah, it's a long time. I've been doing this for 40 years, and but I don't look at it as, oh, wow, maybe I should have stopped. But mm-hmm. I still, you know, in the climate that we're in today and the mission that I've always had about just showing up to play music, to help people think and shift their consciousness, open their hearts, I'll just continue doing it. It doesn't really occur to me that it's been 40 years, but it has. And I've been one of the lucky ones that I've been able to make a modest living for my life. And I still believe too that the music that I'm doing now will find the right ears and the right people that need it at the right time, and that's the payoff for me.
And speaking of the right time, there's a song actually. Is this what you're going to do next that you've written for this time?
Well, I
decided to do something else.
You know what? I was going to do something else, but okay,
No, let's go with what your heart says. What are you thinking of doing now?
My friend Tess Cacciatore, who's your friend, who introduced us, and I was introduced to Tess through my friend Annika Paris, who I've known for over 20 years. We were friends when I lived in Venice Beach, and she introduced me to Tess, and Tess has an organization called Global Women's Empowerment Network.
Indeed.
And I wrote a song. She heard me sing the song and wanted it to be the theme song for Gwen for a while. And so I thought I'd play that song. It's called Unbound.
It is kind of
in honor of our mutual friendship with Annika and Tess.
Ah, very exciting. Okay, I know they're both listening as well as a lot of people are. So here is, I guess you've just dedicated it to Tess Cacciatore and Annika Paris. Here is Unbound, performed live by Gary Lynn Floyd on the Life Change.
You can also find Gwen at gwen.global if you want to check them out. They're doing some really great work in the world. This song's called Unbound. Open your mind, unfold your heart, relax your senses, and feel every part. You ain't got a thing to fear. Looks like love is growing here. So take your guard and let it down. Go deeper still until you come unwound. Unbound. release your cringe. Love without waiting, without waiting, slowly unhinge. You ain't got a thing to fear, looks like love is growing here. So take your guard and let it down, go deeper still until you come unwound. Unbound. You can stop waiting for love to find you. Look inside your heart. Love's already who you are. It's already who we are. So lift up your voice, lift it up now, now. Let it be heard, let it be heard. And tell me your story, tell it to me. And don't leave out a word, not a word, no. Cause I think I have been there too. I'm a seeker just like you. You ain't got a thing to fear. Looks like love is growing here. So take your guard and let it down. Go deeper still until you come unwound. Unbound. Lay it all down. Open your mind and unfold your heart.
Gary Lynn Floyd, thank you so much. You know, first of all, Gary's music is available at GaryLynnFloyd.com and everywhere where music is sold. But listening to you here, it's like your album because it's unplugged.
Right.
So this was very special.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
What a pleasure having you on. And your lyric, Love Is Already Who We Are, it ties in beautifully with what our guest said. So what a perfect combo. Thank you so much, Gary Lynn Floyd.
My pleasure. Thank you, Filippo.
Looking forward to more of your music. And again, a big thank you to Arnaud St. Paul. And with that, that is our show. Thank you all for joining us. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.